Part 1. Fight. Chapter 1. What is the fight? I exercise a lot. I try to do it for at least an hour, 5-6 days a week. And I hate exercising. It's the worst. There's not a moment of working out where I think, oh, this is just fine. Nope. Torture. Every minute. For me, it's like waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, something I've done for the last 14 years. Thanks to the fact that I do a national morning radio show, I hate waking up before the crack of dawn. I hate it. But I do it because otherwise I wouldn't get to keep my radio show. So the long-term payoff is way nicer than the momentary pain. It's the same with working out. The feeling of muscle exhaustion and mental victory when I'm done is so much better than the pain that I went through to get there. Plus, working out's how I maintain my girlish figure. But because I exercise a lot and hate it, I'm always on the lookout for new workouts. I've tried everything from jogging to lifting to spending all my money on those Billy Blanks DVDs. Yeah, I was once an avid Tai Bo disciple, which I may add, made me quite popular with the middle-aged moms I worked out with at the gym in my apartment complex. I'll do something a ton, get bored, and then move on. Bored was the state I was in when, several months ago, I noticed a boxing gym near where I live in Nashville. I didn't know anyone at the gym or anything about it, but I decided to give it a go. Trained as I am in the Blanks method of martial arts on steroids, my hands are lethal weapons. Okay, not really, but I figured the gym would probably be a lot of other moms toning their arms and taking their frustrations out in the ring. It's my kind of place. I called the number in the window one weekend and said, hey, I want to come in and box. What I didn't realize when I made an appointment was that I had booked a one-on-one session with a boxing coach. I thought I was signing up for a group class with the ladies. Instead, I met a former trainer of pro boxers and other professional athletes, which, by the way, he looked like he could be one himself. Boxing was the hardest physical activity I'd ever done. And I was immediately hooked, obviously. Although, don't get me wrong, I still prefer the after I'm done feeling to before I started my workout. I immediately booked 3 sessions, then 9, then 20. Ever since I walked into that gym, I've been boxing so much that I'm now considering opening a gym of my own. And if you know anything about me, you know that I'm a person of extremes. You're probably wondering what makes boxing so great, particularly for a guy who isn't fond of physical exertion and only brags about going to beat downtown. Simply put, boxing is a challenge, and I like to be challenged. Whether it's performing on stage, interviewing famous musicians, or exercising, I actually enjoy the uncomfortable feeling when something is unfamiliar and hard enough to make me consider quitting. And boxing, if nothing else, is really hard. It's by far the most grueling exercise I've ever done, and I've done them all. I did an Olympic distance triathlon, cheated during a marathon, got into the cult of CrossFit, considered myself a recreational bodybuilder, stretched it out in yoga. Well, that's not all of them, but it's a lot. And boxing is the most mentally and physically taxing of them all. Before I got into the ring, I thought the sport was just about who can punch each other in the face the most. Now I understand it's about muscular strength, cardiovascular endurance, agility, strategy, and pain tolerance. I'm not a boxer. I'm not even pretending to be one. Come on, I'm skinny, I wear glasses. I'm never going to get in the ring and try to fight another human in any kind of real way. When I talk about training, I'm not paying money for someone to punch me in the face 50 times. The goal isn't to front that I'm something I'm not or lose any teeth. I saved a long time to pay for these teeth, which were once terrible due to the fact that when I was a kid growing up poor in Arkansas, the dentist was as foreign of a concept as the Queen of England. Since earning a decent paycheck, I've become quite acquainted with the field of dentistry. My teeth right now, I know you can't see them, but they are amazing. And I have no shame whatsoever for telling you they are bought and paid for. Shout out to Dr. Cutbirth. This was not a paid shout out, by the way, although maybe I can get some sort of rebate by throwing that name out there. Anyway, back to boxing. The kind of boxing I do means I won't lose my teeth, but I can still take some pretty nasty blows that result in big old bruises. In order to avoid getting hurt in the ring, even in the mildest of training sessions, the ones that are over an hour of nonstop cardio with added weights and core work thrown in and barely time to get a drink of water or towel off your eyeballs covered in sweat. Even in those, you have to work not only your conditioning and footwork, but also how to best position your body to minimize the impact of your opponent's punches. Because just like in life, you're going to get hit. So you need to plant your body at the right angle so you're only grazed instead of absorbing a full shot to the nose.